Welcome to Crafting Solutions to Conflict, a podcast exploring how to deal effectively with conflict, actual and potential, good and bad. Engaging guests discuss a range of insights, and I cover tips and topics based on my 35-year fascination with conflict and my experience helping people with it. I'm your host, Jane Bettel, and my goal is to share a perspective on conflict that is both practical and positive. Reflecting on a recent conflict. After a specific dispute or conflict of a limited nature has ended, we can engage in some healthy reflection on it, which can help us to learn from mistakes and also reinforce actions and words that were helpful. I will use a recent encounter as an example. I was repeatedly blocked from a website by a warning that it wasn't safe. I had no qualms about using it, but there was no option to override the warning. A bit of poking around through a few drop-down messages appearing with the original warning led to one that included the name of the internet provider to my house. I was blocked whenever I tried to use that service, whatever device I tried, and they don't all have the same security add-ons. I was not blocked when I used my cell phone provider, a different large provider. The logic was clear to me that the block was happening with the internet provider to my house. When I had plenty of time to tackle the inevitable queue and wait time, it was time to dive in. I eventually made it to a human who immediately rejected what I was suggesting. "That's not possible," he said, and loudly. It's the first time I remember a customer service rep actually shouting at me over the phone. So what did I do? Oh, I shouted right back. Absolutely a reaction and not a response. And what do you know? It didn't help one bit. And what had I not done? Gotten my ducks in a row before I started the call. My screen was open to the initial warning page, not to the page where the provider's name appeared. So I hunted for it, while the customer rep and I exchanged opinions, loudly. No rude words, nothing that would look bad in a transcript, just far more volume than necessary or helpful. Eventually I found it and read it out. A light bulb went off in the rep's head. We did add a layer of security recently to protect against phishing, hacking, and such. I can turn it off right now, and you can see if you can get through. Voila, easy. No way to override or to mark this site as safe, but at least there is a clunky answer. I can turn the extra layer on and off through my account. I thanked him, and we moved on. The reflection. It was good to wait until I had time to tackle this likely to be frustrating task. Not good to be underprepared by not having the right screen open in front of me. Definitely not good to shout right back. Perhaps a deep breath? A brief pause before I said anything at all? That might be good. It was good that there were no rude words. Good that there was no gloating. And no doubt, I will have another encounter someday with another customer service rep who is not at his or her best. And I will try to be a tad closer to mine. Thank you for listening. If you enjoy the Crafting Solutions to Conflict podcast, please share it. Leave a rating or review. Subscribe through one of the major apps. For anyone new to podcasts, here's something you may not know. Subscribing is free. You can also find the show at craftingsolutionstoconflict.com. Comments or ideas? Let me know. Until next time, I'm Jane Bettle.